On Christmas Day, a plane crashed in Myanmar. 6 Americans were on board. All of them survived, including 2 New Yorkers. Susanna Weiss and her husband, Alan Locus, are founders of the Community Meditation Center on the Upper West Side. She injured her back and he sustained major burns. WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports the couple is now in Singapore receiving treatment.
Susanna and Alan are ardent believers in Buddhist meditation. They were in Myanmar over the holidays. On Christmas Day, 1 week after they arrived, they boarded a plane in Mandalay for a short flight headed north. As the plane approached the airport, Susanna says nothing seemed wrong. But then the plane hit the ground hard.
We held onto the seats in front, and it was just like a very, very rough landing in a field.
They were sitting near the back of the plane, near an exit. There was black smoke and fire. They tried to head to the front, but were overwhelmed with smoke.
Alan took me back to the exit wing, and he pushed me out. He said, jump, you know, leap far through the fire. And I did. I landed on the ground. And then he was caught inside, and I was out there for what seemed like forever.
Finally, Alan emerged from the plane. Susanna remembers the plane began to pop and explode. She told Alan to get up and run away. They soon found medical assistance, and after some time at a tiny local hospital, they were evacuated by air to a larger hospital in Bangkok. Susanna had suffered a broken vertebrae, but there was no treatment in Bangkok for Alan's severe burns on his hands, legs, and head. So after 3 days, they were evacuated again to Singapore. Now, Susanna is wearing a back brace. Alan has had 2 surgeries. She says his experience with meditation is helping him now.
Every doctor says, I cannot believe how strong he is, both physically and emotionally and spiritually. He has just held together. You know, his years of practice have just been there for him.
Alan has written 2 books on meditation and has received several emails from fans, including Desmond Tutu and Tibetan monks who've heard the news. Now, they're waiting to hear if Alan can be airlifted back to New York for more treatment. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.